This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
What are the top 10 practical ways that you could get ready for bathing suit season? What's on a lot of our minds is getting ready now for bathing suit season, getting ready for beach season on Long Island. A lot of people are doing cleanses, trying these diets, but our friend Stacey Moutafis from SM Fitness, there are secrets to getting beach body ready. So you're going to give us some hints today.
I just had this conversation yesterday with like six people in my office. So okay. The fad diet, that's like a number one rule that I want everyone to have for like the next month is to swear off the fad diet. Everyone's like, give up carbs, give up the fat. Wait, no, now I'm taking pills. There's these new things called Plexus, and none of them are manageable long term. They actually wreak havoc on your metabolism because they're either starving yourself or you're cutting out major food groups. And then you go back into weight gain mode when you put them in. Mm-hmm. And what's even worse, because your body has adjusted to all that crazy fad stuff, when you start to eat normal again, your body actually stores body fat faster. It slows down your metabolism. So I want everyone to just start to say no to the fad stuff. That's like a number one rule right now for beginning of getting ready for bathing suit season.
Yeah, because literally every time I go on any social media platform, someone is doing a 30-day cleanse.
Yeah.
And the word cleanse literally terrifies me. So I don't want to hear you, Miss Stacey Moutafis, go at me and say, we're going to cleanse your body, sister. Just give me something where I don't feel ashamed taking off my shirt.
The only cleanse I think is appropriate is to get rid of your sugars and your processed foods. At this time of the year, we're bringing our kids around to school activities, we're working, we're driving around like mad people, and a lot of times, moms especially, or dads after school are going to the drive-thru, or they're picking up convenience foods, which are in a bag or box. And you guys know from working with me for as many times as you did, is that processed foods are the number one cause of high blood sugar and metabolic havoc. So we have to get away from the drive-thrus and the processed foods, no bars, no processed protein powders, and convenience foods from the store. So that's the second part, is stay away from the fad diets and stay away from convenience foods.
No, it's interesting that you say bars, because when you're saying bars, you're not talking about candy bars. You're talking about something that we may even be confused by, because you're talking about protein bars even.
Yeah, the actual protein content on the bar labeling is absolutely incorrect. And they actually have more additives and preservatives and chemicals added to the bar than even possibly a candy bar. So protein bars are not protein. They're actually disgusting. They're disgusting. They're actually one of my top five stay the hell away from things that you think are healthy that have totally scammed America.
I'm literally terrified right now.
Stacey's so good, though. Giving us so much wisdom.
I could talk for an hour about this.
There it is.
That's a threat, but also something that I want at the same time. You're saying there's better alternatives and to completely take out protein bars altogether.
They do have nuts, which are healthy. They're healthy fats. They're actually great for energy, and they're great to give your kids. And also there's bananas, apples, red grapes, and strawberries that are actually good fruits you could take with you and put them in little Ziplocs. And those are great alternatives to the bag of pretzels and the protein bars. The other thing that I've been really working with my clients right now is my mom's especially, or my dad's, they were suffering from getting to the gym because of the weather and because it's cold. Well, as the warmer weather approaches, I'm getting my clients outside in the mornings. If you can get outside before your day starts, you know, if you have a partner at the house, start to walk or to get your cardiovascular exercise before your day starts, even if it's 30 minutes 3 days a week, you're still going to burn 200 to 500 calories more than you were the last prior weeks. A lot of people go out to lunch every day. Stop going out to lunch. Pack your lunch. Especially restaurants, you don't know what's in your food because the sodium and all the additives that the restaurants are putting in your food, and even if you're out to lunch, are definitely not going to help the waistline, and you want to definitely start to pack up your healthier snacks. Summer's coming, so the parties are going to start. I try to tell my clients, especially before the summer parties start, try to eliminate as many outings right now to avoid alcohol, because the alcohol, these excessive amounts of sugar, excessive amounts of carbohydrates, calories that we just can't use. We all know we're guilty. Summer's coming. Barbecues are coming. We're going to have alcohol during the summer. So from March till June, I try to make my clients avoid it as much as I possibly can right now. I will tell you, alcohol is the number one muscle killer, number two belly bulger.
I got it. You squeezed it.
It's a inflammatory agent, so it gives you a headache, and it makes you inflamed all over. It's just an absolute no-no for weight loss.
And we already know I'm inflamed enough,
we
sister.
We would rather you be less flaming at this very moment.
Start to wear less layers. Start to hold yourself accountable to the spring season of clothing, because it's interesting enough, when you have to wear less, or you're wearing less, your physical appearance actually is more apparent to yourself and others, and it kind of puts you on the spot.
I can rock a parka in the summer. Don't get it twisted, sister.
Yeah, just parka in the summer.
Just act like
it's
a choice.
Well, that's a way to sweat the fat off me.
Something needs to happen with this fat.
Stacey, so many helpful tips. We really appreciate it, because you know we all want to get there looking our best for the summer season. If we start implementing these tools, I'm sure that we'll all get where we want to be.
Yes, and make sure you're hydrated. Hydration can curb hunger and boost your metabolism by up to 3%. Anything less than 80 ounces a day is just, you're dehydrated. I'm sorry.
Is that a gallon?
No way.
It's almost a gallon. It's almost a gallon. And if you're awake longer hours, then you definitely need more. But if you're exercising and sweating, 1 ounce per body weight minimum.
All right. Yeah. Stacey has laid it down this morning, as usual.
I have my Speedo on right now.
Jason?
Laundry.
I want to see it. Send me pictures.
No, because I have to work on it.
And then she'll post it.
I know she will.
I will post it.
She'll body shame me.
Stacey, you're always so helpful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.